Ziegler and his former business partner, Roger Stone, faced multiple charges of felony misapplication of property and second-degree theft. The two were under investigation for allegations made at the time they were co-owners of Alliance Realty in Ketchikan. Stone reached an agreement in early May, pleading guilty to one count of felony misapplication of property, with all other charges dropped. Participating by phone from St. Augustine, Florida, Ziegler accepted a similar agreement. Presiding over the hearing was Superior Court Judge William Carey. Prior to accepting the guilty plea, Carey asked Ziegler if he understood he would be convicted as a felon and would give up certain rights, including his right to appeal. Asked if he had any question of the judge or of his attorney, Sam McQuarrie, Ziegler said he did not. Judge Carey then asked Ziegler if he was entering this agreement of his own free will and whether he was clear-headed.
I am.
Have you had anything to eat or drink or any kind of medication that might affect your judgment?
I've had urges about it.
Okay. I hope that hasn't affected your judgment in any way. It certainly doesn't sound like it has. For the record, Mr. Ziegler sounds perfectly lucid and clear-headed. I've seen him in court enough now to recognize his voice.
Carey then asked Ziegler for his plea.
Well then, Mr. Ziegler, to the charge set out in count 46 of the indictment and the charge of misapplication of property, how do you plead, sir?
Well, I'm not happy about it, Your Honor, but I'm going to plead guilty.
All right, well, no one's happy, but the guilty plea I'll find is being knowingly and voluntarily entered without any threats of coercion, otherwise that Mr. Ziegler has made an informed decision with the advice of counsel, and that he's sober and clear-headed and capable of making that decision today.
Under the terms of the agreement, maximum jail time would be 30 days, and any additional time, up to 6 months, would be spent in community service. The judge could also suspend all jail time, requiring only community service. Ziegler is also required to make financial restitution. Both Ziegler and Stone are scheduled for sentencing in Ketchikan Superior Court on January 10th. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.